All right, everybody, get tanked. Happy hour. That starts at 5 o'clock. That didn't start at 5 o'clock because I fucked up really bad on the song selection and amount of time. So if you guys heard an ad on Get Tagged Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, I think our next guest is here.
Awesome sauce.
Hold on. All right, it's open.
And as you can tell, I have just cracked open a nice new bottle of Johnny Walker Black to commence the happy hour.
Mazel mazel.
Good things.
All right. Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio. And after that, the Ice to Shorts Winter Sports with Sack and Sack tonight.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wait until you see my guests.
Oh, I can't wait. Wait till you see our guest coming in right now.
It's a tender moment, I tell you what.
It is a tender moment. The name is Andy, but it's...
it's not the Andy.
It doesn't have a sack. There we go.
Why don't you do us a favor and hit us with the sponsors before you introduce the panel?
Yeah, that's...
I figure we get that out the way before our minds get blurry.
Before we lose our mind?
Oh, yeah. All right, you know it.
Everybody, listen. Subscribe to us. Rate us. Download us. Review us. iTunes. Google Play. Just look for Green Legion Radio. If you want to find or listen to the different segments of the show, the Get Tanked Happy Hour, the Ice to Shorts Winter Sports with Zach and Diaz, you can look on greenlegionradio.com. That site is now back up and running. We migrated to a new server this week so that it would be faster.
Okay.
It loads a lot much faster, and you can hear everything very, very quick. But we're also going to be given a facelift this week, so be prepared there. But Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our amazing sponsors at Miller Lite, Stateside Vodka, that's premium vodka, distilled right here in Fishtown, Workhorse Brewing out of King of Prussia, Bucks County Baseball Company. Check out BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. The website is bigger than the showroom. Mike McVay and David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, River Deck, that'll be back open when the weather breaks. Cavanaugh's Head House off of 2nd and South. Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse.
Come on down.
Between 18th and 19th on Sansom Street. And, of course, the university. Oh, don't forget, check out our friend Paul, bartending in the basement.
In the basement.
And, of course, the University City Cavanaugh's at 39th and Sansom. That's our old stomping grounds, Diaz and I. That's where I taught Diaz how to drink.
Ah, really?
And he learned nothing.
I was about to say, because I've seen him a couple times after.
Learned precisely
after just two
nothing.
Beers. He's like that girl that you want to get away from.
Also, our friends at Delilah's and the lovely ladies working there. That's Hollis and I. That's our corner bar. Yes, we've established that.
Awesome sauce.
And, of course, our Manioc friends, Bourbon Blue at the bottom of Rector Street, the Bayou and Cactus at the top of the hill, and, of course, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, the love child of the Bayou and Cactus, the most intramural and social, the most sociable intramural sports leagues in the city. I always fuck that up. I cannot get through that for whatever reason. And, of course, our good friend Ken Davies in all City Fitness Philadelphia locations.
Yes!
Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square Market, EDC. Whoop my ass in golf.
Oh, you did?
On Tuesday.
You know, when you called me, it didn't sound like you were winning.
No. I hadn't played in a few months. Let me tell you, can't find that swing just yet. And, of course, Jeff Quinn and our friends across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness. I need a drink.
Yeah.
One right by your right elbow.
No, I need a shot.
Oh,
you need some of the good.
Somebody get me a shot of Jameson, please.
Shot of Jameson, please.
I got you.
Okay, that's great. Come on. I mean, somebody get up.
All right, somebody.
Damn it.
You knew I wouldn't get up.
Our good friend Jari Evans and Somo Sophie in South Philadelphia. Our podcast friends Sean Brace and Philly Influencer, of course, his show on 102.5 The Gambler. And our good friends E-Rock and the rest of the crew
E-Rock.
At 4th and John. And our biggest sponsor, Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. I also want to give a shout-out to Dave Spadaro.
Spuds!
Who came on as our guest
awesome.
Numerous times this year, and he's excited whenever he has an opportunity to. He'll be coming on as our guest when we have the show again next season. And just wanted to say thanks for everything that all the direction he has given us. I think it's been worthwhile.
Yeah.
Of course, to my far right, getting me a shot of Jameson. His name is Samandrick Thomas. You could call him Pops.
He just went
next to him. Charge of the Sack and Diaz show tonight, the Sack and Sack show. Chris Sack. Come on, take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
You want me to do it now? I'm saving
take
it for my
off.
Show.
Oh, you want to save it for your show?
Yeah, I was going to save it.
But nobody's going to listen to your show.
Oh, please. You already know.
Good things. Mazel, mazel.
More people are going to listen tonight because Diaz isn't here.
Oh, God. Seriously.
Ratings will go up.
Yeah. To my far left, our female guest this evening, who's going to be chiming in whenever she wants. Andy, how are you?
Hi.
There you go.
Just talking to the mic.
Hello.
There she is. She's beautiful, isn't she?
Nice voice, too.
Very.
She has a great voice.
Yeah. Through the podcast.
What's that?
They can tell I'm pretty through the podcast.
We're not putting you on video.
We're not putting you on video.
But they can tell. They can tell. And, of course, number 78 in your program and number one in your heart, 15-year NFL vet, 10 years with your Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good evening. You know, I was
Oh, my God, you just went for broke on a prom queen there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Good evening.
Good evening. Well, it was a specific reason why I was actually to play a certain song. And I'll get to it when I give you guys the history. But you can reserve it. You can reserve the song. But I had a nice time with my daughter. It seems as though she takes the coaching because we had her up here for a couple of summers playing basketball. And
thank God
out.
She's coachable as opposed to her old man.
I know, good thing. But it was great. It's one of the greatest things as a parent. You can see a person that you put into society that's not a total waste.
God, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. It's like to see it she's like one of my favorite people. Between her and my youngest daughter, they're my favorite people because you see all the stuff that they learn and you just can't believe it because as dumb as you are as a man as a dad, they're smart, maybe smarter.
Well, that's great that you know you got that experience this past weekend, Hollis, because I know for a fact that the weather out there in Chicago this past weekend had to suck.
Well, you saw the picture I posted. It was brutal.
Oh.
I had on a coat and hat and I was not sweating. I had on a coat and hat outside, and I was not sweating. Oh. It was brutal. Now, a couple of those pictures were in front of. I'd like to thank the people at Millennium Knickerbocker Hotel. Downtown Chicago.
Very nice hotel.
Millennium Knickerbocker is who we used for Nashville in 2011.
I ended up meeting the general manager and the manager Bob and his name is spelled
Neil Matt. And Bob. Or is that what you do?
But now they actually took extremely good care of me. They found out they played for the Eagles, which was Nick's one of Nick's favorite teams. Nick's is from he's from London actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's from London, so he's come over. He's the general manager. They bumped me up to a tender, delicious suite, and then they put the Super Bowl down.
I know you throw that out there whenever you can.
No, I didn't. He actually Googled me. What, tender and delicious?
No.
Oh, sweet.
That I played in the NFL?
No.
Oh, sir, would you like a sweet?
No, actually,
no. No, that's okay. No. I'm a simple guy.
I'm a simple guy. I'm just a simple man. And I win. But they took extremely good care of me at the Millennium Knickerbocker on East Walton, and I will be staying there again.
Awesome.
Nice. Well, quit fucking around and tell us what happened in sports history today.
Yeah, Coach. Okay, today is February the 6th. It's the 37th day of the year. Today, I put this in there for all you Sixers fans. It's a holiday. It's a national holiday. Today is National Lame Duck Day. And you know that I can't say,
ouch.
You know that I can't say about the national holidays without including food. So today is also National Yogurt Day. Frozen yogurt.
I wasn't expecting you to go with the yogurt or frozen yogurt.
It's frozen yogurt. It's delicious. It tastes like ice cream when you're on a diet.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
And now to some sports highlights in history. In 1926, the NFL, they ruled that college students were not eligible for the NFL until after they graduated classes.
Graduated classes.
Classes, yeah. So it's still.
So you had to go at least 1 year.
Well, no. Well, see, the thing is, it's still a rule to this day where, if you get drafted, and they can bring you to that first mini camp, but then you can't come. Like some of us, if we're like, I stopped going to school, so I was able to stay after the mini camp, and
you should hear about the years growing up, bud. Chapter one. Holy shit!
And so you can't if your class is not done yet, you have to go back to school, and you can't come back to the team until your time at school is done. Oh. So that's a rule that's still in place. And I put this in here because some contracts will be coming up. Ted Williams of the Red Sox, he became the highest paid.
Isn't his head frozen?
His head is frozen.
Yeah. Yes.
He became the highest paid in baseball. Guess how much he made? $135,000.
Well, that's not bad for that.
That's not bad at all. Also, in 1970, I put these next ones in here because they were the Pro Bowl. And when the Pro Bowl actually meant something,
What's the Pro Bowl?
Exactly.
It meant something.
It was 1983. The Pro Bowl was won 20-19. NFC beat the AFC. And it was actually a game.
Wow, they took pride in it.
They took pride in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also in 1983 and 1990. 1983 and 71, it is. I can't read my own writing sometimes.
Chicken scratch.
Yeah, chicken scratch.
Should have been a doctor.
Also in 1970, the NFL expanded.
Hold on, did you hear that? Vital is bringing the show to a screeching halt.
Sorry about that. Deepest apologies. And I would be remiss if I didn't admit this one that it sticks deep into my heart in 2005.
Oh,
this day.
Don't
yes.
do it.
Today?
Do it. Yes, today. Spygate. I don't know.
15 years ago.
Yes, the Spygate.
You son of a bitch.
Motherfucker, I was having a good day.
Hey.
Son of a bitch.
I got some birthdays for you, though.
Cool.
We have 1955. I only put it in here because it's a cool name. His name is Eric Money.
Eric Money.
He's a former NBA.
1955 was also the year that Doc Brown invented a flux capacitor.
He did?
Oh.
Somebody's got that smart hat. Which is what makes
time travel possible.
Best trilogy ever.
1945, Bob Marley. 1962, Axl Rose, William Bailey. And 1966, Rick
Astley.
Astley, never going to give you up.
Damn it, man. I had that queued up, too.
Hey. I had some other ones in here.
Everybody has.
Oh, of course, I got a fucking ad.
1935.
And I didn't get the 5-second ad. You have to wait because you refused to pay to remove the ads.
The board game Monopoly came out also on this day in 1935.
Thank God, countless. I'd rather jerk off with a cheese grater.
I don't know about that. I think I'd rather play Monopoly.
Hold on a second. You want to see two big black people start to shrivel? Play Rick Astley. This is going to be on repeat for the rest of the show. All 2 hours.
We're no strangers to love.
I thought that was House's makeup.
Also.
Oh, my God. Look how young he looks here.
Are you?
How did he have that voice? He must have been 19.
Probably. He was a bad dancer, though. And last but certainly not least.
He's white. What do you expect?
You know. You see J-Lo. Oh, no, she's.
Did we see J-Lo? We saw her ass.
I saw Shakira.
Yeah, I saw Shakira.
120 pelvic thrusts before she said a
word. How about the tongue?
The tongue was
I'm
awesome,
down with
too.
It.
Oh, my Whatever. God. Fantastic. Wow.
Which brings me.
Talk about the NFL allowing shit to happen.
I know.
Many boys hit puberty.
I'm sorry. I still wish Justin Timberlake was there to pull a tit out. But.
Yeah, me too. I'm with that.
I don't know. I enjoy those pelvic thrusts because they kept sure of the. I got some up close.
Did you see some moose knuckle?
A little bit. Just a bit outside.
A little camel toe here and there.
Just a bit outside.
Moose knuckle is a Canadian camel toe.
Yes, it is. Canadian.
Canadian camel toe.
No, a moose knuckle is a 90-pound girl who has no fat in that area, and all of a sudden the genetics came crawling out.
Abracadabra.
I'm waiting for our guest Andy to just get up and leave.
I know she's not going to leave. She's cool.
That's a hell of a top, isn't it? Isn't that cool?
It is awesome. Yeah. It is awesome.
You can talk. Yep.
I can talk.
Please.
I don't know. Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Chime in whenever you want.
Whenever you want.
She's a basketball fan. So
okay. So
she could replace Diaz, and you could replace Diaz. Period.
Point blank.
Permanently.
And it was one last thing I wanted to get off because it's for the guys. The Righteous Brothers today in 1965, a song became number one. You guess what song that was?
Oh, the Righteous Brothers is, it's that love song. It's disgusting.
You lost the love and feeling.
With Tom Cruise and his new awful movie coming out?
Yeah, got off.
Oh, wow.
Mav. All right, Maverick. We got to refer to you as Maverick again.
When is he going to stop? Somebody needs to tell him to.
Mom, Tom Cruise won't come out of the closet.
We'll send R. Kelly for him.
He should have stopped after War of the Worlds.
So I pull out my gun. God. Hold on.
But that's
I have something for that. Get this from any
other guy. You won't get this from any other guy.
But that's what I got for you guys in this day in history. What do you guys have for me?
I have a lot to talk about today.
I figured you did, so I was gonna kick it to you and see what you had to rant about, because it's a couple of things out there. The trade deadline, obviously, doing nothing, pretty much nothing.
Glenn Robinson.
Whatever.
Glenn Robinson
the third.
Big
the
dog.
Third.
No, he's the puppy.
Yeah.
Big dog was his dad.
But let me kick it to the Q and see what he has to rant about, because it's always pretty funny. It's serious, but it's funny.
He's still laugh. Yeah. He's still in pop.
Okay. First of all, no, we've got a bunch to talk about tonight, and first and foremost. Oh, Kansas City. And shut up, Chris. We know. You called it. All right. I got $5 for you, and I kind of wiped my ass with it a little earlier. Also, I want to talk about this disaster. We are not going to upgrade Deuce Staley to offensive coordinator.
Or anybody. Let's just give Doug Moore control.
Hey, Damon.
And the part that scares me the most there is it sounds like an Andy Reid, Doug Peterson power move.
Yeah.
Doug wants control of the offense. That's what it sounds like to me. And I'm sorry, if you had any say in what took place this year,
God no.
Yeah, just sit there and motivate, baby. Talk about the Lord. Get everybody excited. Go ahead.
Take your hat off.
But as a coach, doesn't he have the power to call the plays anyway?
Yeah, he does. But I don't. Let's be honest. I don't think Frank Reich took shit from anybody. Frank Reich doesn't look like Doug. Really, you don't hear it on the Bose headset because you don't have it in the stands.
Right.
All right. But Doug.
Why don't you run the ball a little bit more, Doug? Like, you need somebody that has that kind of power.
And that is what scares me the most. We're going to get into it because we are going to take a quick break. We want to regather ourselves here. We want to get our guests a little bit more acclimated to what we're doing.
Okay, but before we go to break, quickly, we have a young lady on here. Her name is Joyce. She wants to know everybody's thoughts on J-Lo versus Shakira. I personally thought Shakira won.
Just Shakira.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what? I have always been partial to J-Lo.
I love J-Lo,
until she started banging out Alex.
I
lost all respect for her.
I lost respect when she was banging P. Diddy.
Did you see that ass clown down in the crowd, too?
No.
He was filming himself.
Yeah, he was filming himself.
It
was douche-erific. I don't know if that's not a word. It's going to be one now.
Ass hat.
Yeah,
that's my word of the week.
It was god awful. Pops, what you think,
Mr. Dumas?
Mr. Dumas.
I think it's either sausage or pepperoni. It doesn't matter. It's pizza, baby. I take either or. That's how I feel.
Beggars can't be choosers.
I hope that helped you out. I hope that helped you out, Joyce. No.
Coming from the best cook in the house.
I like icing either way.
With that.
All right. We'll be back on the Get Tanked Happy Hour powered by Green Legion Radio right after this.
You
right, we're back on the Get Tagged Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio. Rick Astley. Making gingers look worse by the second.
Well, you know, if you go down the list, there's a lot of gingers with one-hit wonders.
Actually, he's not a ginger kid.
He's not?
No, he's a daywalker. He doesn't have freckles.
Oh, that's my old guy. So what is Simply Red?
Another terrible band.
No, it's just, you just had the one song, Holding Back the Years.
Oh. Simply Red's the name of the band. They're not redheads.
The lead singer is.
Really?
Yeah.
You have way too much time on your hands.
Sorry.
Have
about
you? Oh my God! Everybody, we need to start trying to get Hollis qualified for Jeopardy.
Is that the truth?
Seriously, he has more useless fucking knowledge than Rosie Perez in White Men Can't Jump. I can name you five foods that start with the letter Q.
It's just that, you know, I feel like people should want to know something.
All right, let's get into this right now. Everybody's opinion. Annie's going to wait until we get into basketball. She's quite the basketball fan.
That's cool.
I can't wait to have her light up this team, especially while Diaz, who probably couldn't talk after looking at her, you know, the only thing that shuts him up. But since she's not much of a football fan, let's get that out of the way first. Mm-hmm. And because we only have her for about 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I have to go chain her to the bedroom so that she doesn't leave. I'm sorry. I'm just teasing.
I gotta watch out.
Pull that in just a little bit closer to you if you don't mind. Yeah, uh-huh. And you can adjust it to, or right kind of on the microphone. There it is. Touch it. Touch it. There
we go.
All right. There we go. Perfect. All right. Kansas City, 31-20.
Okay.
Kansas City wins that game or San Francisco loses that game? Hollis, go.
It's a little bit of both. A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
I don't want a moderate response.
You want the definitive? The definitive answer is San Francisco. No, San Francisco.
The definitive answer is
San Francisco really lost that game.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
you go up to you go up 20-10.
No, but not only that, it's a microcosm of what Kyle Shanahan is. And if you think he's going to do any better, you're fooling yourself. He did the exact same thing a couple of Super Bowls ago with the Atlanta Falcons.
With the Falcons.
And I know this digs in my brother's heart. Well, it doesn't dig in his heart because he actually said this. He hates Kyle Shanahan with a passion. He can get you there.
This is when they got him.
Yeah.
Well, I'll save mine.
Yeah.
Chris.
Well, that's what I thought, though.
I agree with Hollis. Listen, 3rd and 15. And you allow Tyreek Hill to get open for a 44-yard pass down the sideline.
Yeah.
And it's because, Jimmy Ward that got turned around?
Not only that, you don't blitz. You're a blitz machine.
Exactly. You're a blitz machine.
Right. Yes.
Right. I was watching.
The offensive line was sloth.
If Buffalo taught you anything this year, is any situation where it's 3rd and long, you send the fucking house.
You want to know whose philosophy that is? And it always works to this day. It's the double J. He doesn't like to be called JJ. Jim Johnson. His name is not Jimmy. It's Jim Johnson.
I hear you.
Jim Johnson. But it's like prevent gets you fired, and it prevents you from winning the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sorry, Chris.
I was watching last night on NFL Network. You guys would love this. Mic'd Up. The Super Bowl version,
right.
Okay.
Yo, it was awesome. Like it showed that like the guys, like it had like all the important characters of the game, and it had all like their sound bites, and it was like built up throughout the game. And then
is it as awesome as your new haircut?
my new haircut looks good, man.
It's kind of fly.
Are you sure?
You gotta say kind of fly.
Same for my show.
You kind of fly for a white guy.
But yeah. So it was.
Wait a minute. Is your name Chris or is it C now?
It is C now.
But C-sack. But you should have seen
C-sack.
Go ahead, Chris.
But last night they were showing how, and it was funny because like you got into the fourth quarter and the Niners were like, don't let up, and the Chiefs are like, we got this, we're gonna come back, and then all of a sudden it was just like, whoop, roles reversed. It was just unbelievable. And like, you're looking at the looks on the sideline of the Niners and then the Chiefs. It was awesome, though. It was so cool. I recommend you guys to go check that out.
All right.
I don't need to see it. I pretty much seen.
Yeah, he's a 49ers.
First all their losses.
Are you a Falcons fan?
No, he's a 49ers fan.
49ers.
He's been a 49ers fan.
All their losses. All their losses pretty much were the same way.
Well, all their
49ers losses this year were the same way.
You went big black guy on us there. I heard losses.
It's almost the same. To almost the same style of quarterback too. Yeah. They struggled with everybody that could move. Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, and Pat Mahomes.
It all came down to Shanahan.
Yeah.
5 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game. You're up by three. First and 10, you get 5 yards with the running back Moser.
Moser, yes.
And Beast. He was running hard the whole game. Went away from one. He was averaging almost 5 yards a carry. You went away from him. Mm. And Deebo Samuel was averaging at least 10 yards per carry every time he touched the ball. Deebo Samuel didn't touch the ball in the second half, and Moser didn't touch it enough. That was on Shanahan. Enjoy.
I can tell you I was drunk at the Parrot and talk everybody else.
Well, you no,
because the only thing, the only there's been three Super Bowls in my life that I can remember where it pained me for either team to win.
Right.
No disrespect, Pops.
You told me last week.
San Francisco 49ers fans are by far and away the worst bunch of hood rat fucking assholes on the planet.
Oh, no, no, no. Did you see the video of them getting off the plane in San Francisco after they lost the Super Bowl?
No.
You have to watch this. No. So you expect fans to be gathered at the airport, right?
Right.
There was five people there.
Wow.
Five people winning at the airport for the Dynasty.
I wouldn't have been there for the losing team.
Come on, man. No, you got to watch it, though. I'm telling you.
I know you're on the edge of millennial, bro, but I don't give a shit about participation awards.
It's different, though. When we lost the NFC Championship game in Chicago and we got back from Chicago, it was early in the morning when I was playing with the Saints.
We shouldn't have track and field day in elementary school.
I know we shouldn't.
But kicked ass in that.
But no, it was thousands of fans waiting on the Saints who lost the NFC Championship game. It was whatever.
Yeah. First of all, what time did that plane come in?
During the day.
Ooh, that's bad.
During the day. I got to show you the video. I'll show you guys during breaks. So you guys can
There's no more outs.
I'll show you guys.
I got it.
You crying, boy? Maybe we'll go back down to McDonald's and get you a lamb burger, some french fries. How about a wine kit? You little sissy boy. Def Leppard sucks.
He said Def Leppard sucks. What did Def Leppard do?
All right, moving on. Andy Reid, oh, God.
Did you see Howard Eskin?
Oh, my God.
First of all, why are you bringing Eskin on this show?
Because I threw up in my mouth when I saw that picture. Actually, I was showing it to
Was he there celebrating it?
Yes. And I was shown the picture by one of my former esteemed colleagues.
Hold on. We're still good friends. Was Andy standing above him saying this?
Choke on it.
I was shown the picture.
One more time.
Choke on it.
I was shown the picture by one of my former esteemed colleagues. He's still a friend, Angelo Cataldi. He said, "How long before looking at this picture do you throw up?
Oh, God.
And I was like, I looked at the picture. I was like, oh, immediately.
That's because Howard probably watched the game from Andy's ass.
Hey, try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot.
That was funny as fuck.
Andy, are you completely disgusted?
I'm doing all right.
Okay. Sorry about these sophomoronic humor.
You didn't know it was this kind of show, did you? Everybody watching on Facebook Live, how you guys doing? I haven't been paying attention at all. I'm kind of looking to the left. You should see what's in studio, man. I'm just anyway. All right, next topic.
Yes.
Before we take another break and then we finalize the show and we're going to go to Sack and Sack. Pops, I think you should sit in on Sack and Sack.
Okay.
Because you have a basketball mind. And Andy, as long as you're around, you know, we wouldn't mind that.
Yeah,
Alice and I are going to go out in the green room and get fucking hammered.
You know it.
It is Get Tanked happy hour.
It's that time.
How long are you going to stay down in Lauderdale?
I don't know. We'll decide when we get down there. Just see how things go.
How long are you thinking?
7 to 10 days. I don't
know. All right. All right. Well, when we come back, we should finally start inviting people into the Get Tanked Happy Hour.
Well, I have a couple of people in mind who've already asked.
I don't want people in mind. Anybody?
No.
Send us a message if you want to come into the Get Tanked Happy Hour and enjoy some time with Hollis, myself, Sack, Pops. Excuse me. Samandrick.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There you go.
Smooth operator. I think you're mad because that kind of worked.
Why
it
would I be
handsome.
Mad?
It was very smooth.
Why would I be mad for any other reason?
I appreciate reason?
That's the truth. It. It's a man who's an honest man.
She almost turned this into the Quiet Storm Hour. Thank you very much.
B101. God. Anyway, back to the offensive coordinator situation with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes,
we're going to start over on this side first because I have no take on it right now. Honestly, I don't understand it, and it's possible that I'm not supposed to. It's possible we're not supposed to. It's possible they're trying something different, and maybe it's a good thing. Maybe at the end of next season we will go, okay, that was cool. But at the same time, there is a man on the sidelines, number 22, who put in the time, who is a offensive mind. He's a running first mind, which is probably why he has not gotten the job, and that is my biggest argument.
Yeah.
But, Pops, what do you think about this shit?
I think Deuce should get it.
Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
The Super Bowl run,
yeah.
It might have been Frank Reich collectively with DeFilippo and maybe Doug Peterson. And maybe they're thinking, go back to that same type of philosophy this upcoming year and see what happens. Opening up the door for offensive coordinator will kind of like put all the blame on one person opposed to being able to say, well, who's running it? Like it was in the past, because when they gave credit to Frank Reich, DeFilippo, and maybe a little bit to Doug Peterson. And and hereafter, that DeFilippo has been fired, what, twice?
Twice.
In the last 2
Jacksonville
years.
Jacksonville just let him go.
Yep.
Yes. And he didn't last a whole season with Minnesota.
No, he didn't. No.
So they may be going to a collaborative thing.
And that guy got a job, too, in Minnesota.
Who did?
The guy who had Minnesota got a job.
He's
really?
Cleveland's head.
Well, okay, so, no, but your take on it, do you like the idea or do you hate the idea?
I don't like it.
Don't like it.
No.
Okay.
The deuce should be loose.
Deuce.
Yeah, it's deuce. He's put in his deuce. Anytime Byron Leftwich get an offensive coordinator job.
Exactly.
You just deuce. Brought out a Byron Leftwich?
Yes, he's the offensive coordinator.
Tampa Bay.
Ugh, he's the offensive coordinator.
Jesus Christ.
Dear Lord.
And he hasn't been coaching as long as Deuce.
That's awesome. Byron out of left field, Sackmaster.
So last season, there was only 3 teams in the NFL that didn't have an offensive coordinator: the Rams, the Cardinals, and the 49ers.
Mm.
The Rams have since hired an offensive coordinator to help out Sean McVay. Mm-hmm. I think, I'm right with you guys. I think Deuce, because I think he'll whisper into Doug's ear a little bit more to run the damn ball, because that's what we were so successful doing in 2017 with Carson and with Nick. And what it does is it takes the pressure off of the quarterback when you run the football. They were successful with that. I think what they were going out there to try to find, they were trying to find a guy that was going to be able to help groom right. Carson, a quarterback whisperer, kind of like a Frank Reich was, a guy that had experience. Right. And they didn't find that. In that aspect, then you hire the next best guy, in my opinion, would be Deuce, because he would give that friendly reminder, hey, Doug, let's run the football a little bit. Carson's getting killed back there.
Well, I don't like it one.
I would like the NFL to get out there and say it's a racial issue and make the Eagles do it.
Well, yeah,
Eric Bieniemy.
Well, see the thing with he just kind of stole a little bit of the thunder. The way
you're welcome.
I feel like Eric Bieniemy called most of that game. He called most of the games in the playoffs. I think he called. If you look at a lot of the plays that Kansas City ran this year, none of that shit had Andy Reid on it. You didn't see him doing none of the stupid shit.
I agree.
You didn't see Kansas City doing none of the stupid shit they normally do. They ran the ball effectively, and they got him into key situations, and the route tree was creative. So when I look at it here, I feel like Deuce is that.
And first
of
all, I have to.
Both of those guys were my teammates.
I have to correct you.
What's that?
Anytime you say Eric's name, you have to say it properly.
Eric Bieniemy.
No.
Well,
Eric sleeping with the enemy.
Eric sleeping with the enemy. Eric sleeping with the enemy. The thing that I don't like is not having a true offensive coordinator, somebody to end all be all. And if you're going to be that, I don't want the head coach to be that, because the head coach has to have his head in the fucking game to see when we need to take a timeout, to see when we need to challenge a play. It's like, and if you don't have somebody that you can count on that's going to run your offense properly,
100%.
I mean, I do like the fact that he's an offensive guy. I was like, but help with the game plan. Just help with the game plan. But you have to have your head in the fucking game as a head guy, because you miss shit. You it's like, it's a bunch of plays this year that I felt like we missed that we didn't challenge. And why? Because he didn't fucking see him? Because he was on the sideline doing something with the offense.
You know what? That actually brings up a substantial point, and might change my perception all. Maybe there's just nobody out there they feel is that good of an offensive mind that's available.
Right.
The offensive minds that are out there are getting head coaching positions.
Right.
Or they're getting raises to stay where they're at.
Exactly. Or they don't want to pay.
Yeah, they want to pay. Or to have that come in,
because you're right, you have to have that offensive guy in there.
It's got
to
be somebody that fits what you do also.
Yeah.
And I think with keeping Deuce where he is, Deuce is an assistant head coach, so he can't go nowhere unless he gets a head coaching job. So it's one of those things.
He needs to be OC.
Yeah, he does need to be OC. But currently, I feel like he's more prepared than anybody else. Is because Deuce decides what running plays work against a next team. He hasn't got. If you're gonna put him and a passing coordinator together to teach him the pass stuff, or you want to call the pass plays or throw the pass plays in there, cool. I was like, but he has been the running coordinator since he's been with the squad, since he's been the running back coach.
Yeah.
So running,
which is what is going on 6 years now.
Yeah. And babe, he was there.
How long has he been here?
But he's been there for a while since.
I think it's at least 6 years.
He was there with Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but being a running coordinator, you decide the run plays that go against the team that you're going against. So you have to pick the ones that you.
So you get 25% of the offensive calls. Great.
Right.
Thanks, Doc.
But he's also not the run game coordinator.
Bob Marley's birthday.
In celebration, we will be back on the Get Tagged Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, right after a little Bob. All right, everybody, back on the Get Tagged Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio. My name is Quimby. I'm your host. I'm joined by Pop, Samandra Thomas, Chris Sack Master.
That's Chris. I'll shake your beer up.
Hollis Tank Thomas.
Shake my beer up.
And Andy, hottest chick on the planet, Andy.
She is tantalizing.
That's me.
How does that work? Does that work for everybody?
Andy makes you dandy.
I'll plead the fifth. I think my wife's listening.
All right. Andy. No. Your wife is definitely hotter than Andy.
Hold on one second.
I like that. I like a wife guy.
All right. Did I tell you I was married? I don't know where she is, but
me neither. I don't know.
Anyway, okay, let's talk a little basketball. I know, Chris, you're going to get into this on your show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're only going to touch on this a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to touch on a little bit because we're almost out of time.
Yeah, and it's slightly I had to say something about it because of the trade deadline. But
so, Chris, I understand moving forward, we're going to segue right into your show, kind of right now. All right.
Okay.
So, we've talked about what we want to talk about. You're going to take over here in about 10 minutes. I hope, Pop stays on here with you. I hope Andy stays on here for a little while with you.
I have some music I want to play going in if you can lead me in with it.
Is it some more Rick Astley's or I have Popeye's favorite food?
It's a minute long.
Here we go. Ready? I go. Just
for Diaz.
Just for Diaz. Here we go.
Real simple. There's one question. Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken! Oh, my God.
Show me chicken!
Spinach, Sherry.
Honestly, I have watched this about 10 times since you pointed this out. Okay, that was Canada Family Feud.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know they had those in Canada.
Yeah, they do.
And you at the end of the show or whenever you have to see the shimmy, right? Like this girl comes in, boom, chicken, and then she goes like this.
Yeah.
I like your version, so I'd like to see her. Hey,
you know what? That's every time you talk, that's how I feel.
Hamming it up.
Yeah, hold on. Where is it? I can't believe it's not queued up, you son of a bitch.
I can't believe it's not butter.
One more time.
Quagmire.
Dear Diary, jackpot.
All right, so wow, the Sixers suck
big time.
Brutal.
Disappointing.
Hey, since we have a guest, the best thing to do with the guest is, what do you think of the first of all? What do you think of the Sixers up to this point? And what do you and it's the second part of the question. What do you think of what they did at the trade deadline? You know what they did at the trade deadline, right?
Yeah, no, she did not know.
Well, just what do you think?
I know she's been busy today and did not
Well,
know
okay, what do you think of the Sixers up to this?
I've been disappointed recently.
Okay.
I was excited earlier. I think Ben Simmons needs to get a pair.
Wow.
And Diaz,
did you hear that? Andy, one more time.
I think Ben Simmons needs to get a pair.
Yeah.
Get a pair.
They're in Diaz's pocket, so.
There you go.
Man.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Diaz.
Now, the next question would be, what has disappointed you in the last couple of weeks? Because I know it's really only
the fact that they can't win?
That's key. Okay. That's the main thing.
Is it the way that they're losing, getting their ass kicked, or? Because I know that to me all season they've been pissing me off, and it's only been one reason:
they
the turnovers and the coaching. The coaching. I don't need a fucking friend. I need a coach.
Yeah.
I need somebody who's going to hold everybody accountable. That's what's pissing me off. Totally.
And the best part is, for 10 years you hated your coach.
Big time. Good thing. It's actually 7.
Right. Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's right.
Sorry.
Boom shakalaka, number one cheap.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Is it the way they're losing? Is it that they can't win on the road? What is it?
That they couldn't win on the road was horrible. But I don't know. Don't like when they lose.
The 30-point loss in Miami.
I don't know a lot,
after they were all in a suite at the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Thank
partying
you.
It up the
Thank
night before,
you.
Fuck you, you guys. You guys have not done enough.
And it's not just the players.
Thank you.
The three ownership group guys were all in the same damn suite with Kevin Hart.
Boom.
All three of them. How is the coach supposed to hold these guys accountable if the damn ownership group isn't doing it?
Because the coach doesn't hold these guys accountable.
But the ownership group doesn't either. If they're allowing them, after they get waxed by 21 in Boston the night before, to sit in a suite and drink it up, because the last time I saw Kevin Hart,
they're
going to
find out when I don't re-up my suite next year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this team right here, you are awful on the road. You are 9-18 on the road. You got smoked the night before, and you're going on South Beach, and you know they just didn't go to the game. You know they didn't.
No.
They went out that night, and they were partying up all night. They probably went to Pitbull's after party.
No, you
Chiefs.
Know where they went?
The Jiggly Room?
They went up to Jacksonville and went out to the club McNabb went out to the night before the Super Bowl 15 years ago.
Well,
boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka. But it's brutal. I mean, come on, 9-18? You're the best record in the NBA at home, and you're going to sit there and be 9-18 on the road. What kind of professional team is this? And the owners are just like, oh, hey, that's cool, not a problem. You guys got your ass kicked on Friday night against Atlanta. Then you got smoked. Actually, it was Thursday. Then you got smoked on Saturday against Boston. Oh, let's just set a failure for Monday.
Yeah.
Pathetic. And then you got Ben Simmons' ass sitting there chilling next to a pool with Kylie Jenner. Or Kendall Jenner. Which one is it?
I don't know.
Get the hell out of here.
Which one doesn't have a dick?
I don't know.
Well, that Bruce.
I'm so confused.
Caitlyn Jenner has one.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Isn't that the ESPN Kendall? Courage Award winner?
Kendall is the one Ben Simmons is talking
to. Get your ass on the court and shoot the damn ball, Ben.
That's all I want to see.
Kendall's the one with the subtle plastic surgery.
Well, subtle?
Subtle.
Ah, there we go.
Caitlin's the one with all the plastic surgery.
And we have another topic that Andy's familiar with.
Including the part removal.
Subtle. Hey, now.
Is that a White Claw?
White Claw Wendy.
White Claw Wendy.
White Claw Wendy. So here we go. This is a great story. We're going down to D.C. For the... That wasn't the final.
Oh, the Redskins.
The Redskins game. Yes.
And we had a guy, you know, this dude was just
destroying them.
Like, no, but he's like, dude, I'm a man. Eagles, Dallas sucks the whole way. And I'm like, dude, just shut the fuck up. And then we found out, you know, we have probably 35-40% female that travel with us. So we want to obviously have
something
other than beer.
Yeah.
And White Claw is an excellent alternative. Women fucking love that. So
this true.
But this dude, nah, it was like he had the biggest tits in there.
I know. He was
Some men do. And we found out as we're like, dude, we kept yelling at him, dude, chill out. He goes, dude, I'm a man. I'm like, you're drinking White Claw.
Sit your ass down.
And his nickname.
It's a little more hydrating.
No, seltzer makes me.
Yeah, kind of bubbly mouth.
Bud Light just came out with a seltzer too.
Yeah, but then you look at the White Claw Wendy. It got really bad because inside the game, it was like that drunk chick you want to migrate from, who stands on the.
You want to smack.
I don't want to smack.
Does Wayne Brady have to smack a White Claw bitch?
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
Oh.
So we had to. It was just bad all the way around. But he was slamming White Claws like nobody's business. And I don't know how you get trashed off White Claws. I'm talking about trash.
They sneak up on you.
They snuck up on him like a motherfucker.
Andy's feeling it right now. She's like, whoa.
I'm telling you, they jumped all over him.
Three
like,
sips in, really feeling it going wild.
What you got for us? I see
I got it.
Queued up.
You definitely can handle that. Diaz.
Come on. Son of a bitch. Son of an onion. Oh, really?
Yep, you just.
Man, I had it. Keep going, you guys.
And he dropped the ball. But continue.
Basketball. Hold on a second. What do you think about Joel this year?
Joel Embiid, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think he's the problem.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
Give me your sandwich, Chris. Give me your sandwich.
How do you feel about Joel this year?
He's my biggest crush on the Sixers.
Oh, really?
Can't say anything.
No, but even though
sorry, he's handsome.
Joel, no, it's all right. It's Joel, all right. Joel's hang down.
Joel Embiid, if you hear me.
Have you tried to swing from that yet?
I haven't tried it out.
Okay.
No.
But you'd be willing to.
I might.
Yeah, I got you.
No offense,
he's
Andy.
He's too handsome.
I'm tired of Embiid, too.
Yeah.
He's such a big freaking baby. Yeah. Go ahead, Pops.
How would you like to suck my butt.
He might be the biggest problem on the team. For a while, the 76ers took a part of they wanted a superstar for the team.
Right.
But he came and he was pretty much a loudmouth. He's an athletic,
center.
Talented center.
Right.
His problem is, more than anything else, is he's hurt all the time. When he was out and hurt, they had the opportunity of actually running without him. Now in the NBA, a center is almost damn near obsolete because you can't name me five of them in the league worth keeping on your team. So that portion
is Wayne Brady going to have the choker, bitch?
I just want to, before you take over, Chris, I just want to piggyback on what you said. That's why you need a real coach to put him in his fucking place. Because
I agree with you.
And the only reason that he's doing this shit is because the guy in charge is in charge. But go ahead, you.
No, Chris, please.
Listen, it's not even the fact that he's hurt all the time. The guy had the sniffles back in the playoffs, and if it wasn't for him being sick and texting Brett Brown at 6 o'clock in the morning saying, oh, I don't think I can play at 8:30 tonight. I think I ate too much Chick-fil-A. For real. Dude, seriously, you want to be a franchise player.
I'm Rick James,
bitch. You want to be a franchise player. And then you sit there and you go out on the friggin' Players Tribune about a month ago.
Yep. Oh my God.
I want to win an effing championship. You know how you do that, Joel? By getting your big goofy ass down low in the
post
and bodying somebody up and getting friggin' 35 points a night because you can do that, man.
No, you know what? Actually, it's the best response there is.
Yeah.
Is Wayne Brady going to have the choker, bitch?
And to what you're saying, a real coach would have him down in the paint.
No, a real coach.
It can't be your buddy.
All right, look. All right. Before injuries.
Right.
This team was stacked.
Right.
All right. The fact that Tobias is not
flourishing and getting under the blame.
All right. First of all, you paid him to be a player. He is a player, but you're not getting it out of him. All right? This is – I am going to say it. I'm going to go on record and fuck you, Diaz. This entire problem is coaching.
Told you.
It's all coaching. Ben, get out there and shoot. I don't care if you miss.
Yeah.
Get out and shoot. Joel, when Ben goes and shoots – get under the fucking rim.
Get the ball. Yeah.
Tobias, be more aggressive.
Yes.
Al, sit on the top of the fucking key and wait for it.
Yes.
We don't need you to be down there with Joel if you get some balls. All right? There is so much talent on this. That starting five. Mike Scott, dude.
He's not going to see the floor much now.
Well, Tybalt's, you know. Running with everything at this point.
You
know, but
you got Shake Milton.
Shake Milton.
That's taking over the starting minutes. And then you just picked up two guys that averaged 16 points and 12 points a game.
And then they,
for third round picks.
Then they play,
second round picks. It's not bad.
Did they play Zaire Smith a little bit more, too?
They forgot
about
Zaire
Smith. You can play him.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, so if you don't start flourishing, his minutes and Ennis' minutes should shrink if those other guys step up.
They traded Ennis.
Good.
Yeah, they traded him.
Good.
They traded him back to the Magic.
For a third round pick.
Yeah, good. He was getting on my nerve. A third round pick?
I believe so.
You sure it was a third round? And the one in the washing machine and the dryer?
Second round.
If you see a badger around here, it's not a puppy. Don't pet it.
Wow. All right. You know what? Let's do this. This is about time for Chris to flourish.
It's time for Chris to flourish up in this piece. I'd like to thank everybody for coming to Get Tanked Happy Hour for myself. I'll let Quimby take us on out here with some Return of the Mac and Cheetos.
Return of the Mac and Cheetos. Everybody, Get Tanked Happy Hour will be back next week at some point in time. We'll figure it out. We may even do a show from Lauderdale, which we have the equipment to do so. There we go. Coming back after this song. Ice to Shorts, Winter Sports with Sack and Sack and Sack and Sack and Andy and Pops.